What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gatz Thanksgiving Special.
That's right. Welcome, everyone. We'd like to give thanks for you for listening to the show.
Come join us as we have our Thanksgiving. The turkey's getting cold.
I'm getting ready to carve that turkey. Who wants some?
Wait a minute, dude. You carved the turkey last year.
The fuck I did. It's my turn this year. Here, cut this cranberry sauce.
Fuck that. Who eats cranberry sauce? That stuff is nasty.
Why is there a bow tie on the turkey?
It was said to dress it before roasting.
I was going
to
stick a couple lemons under it and make, give it tits, but I don't think that's what they... Never mind. I'm cutting this bird.
No, I'm going to. Hand me the knife.
Here you go.
Ow, motherfucker. You stabbed me with a turkey fork.
Serves you right. Now I got something to be thankful for.
I'm about to pass out, son of a bitch.
Clipped your artery. Stand back. You're squirting blood all over the turkey.
It'll be red velvet.
Pussy.
Little pilgrim clothing gray on that first Thanksgiving day, natives also clothing brown.
That's racist.
Come to visit Plymouth Town, side by side.
Oh man, I'm full. Look, it shows the pilgrims and the Indians having fun together. Oh wait, they're getting out a blanket. Here, keep warm with this blanket, you natives.
Dude, I would just like to say that those beads, worthless.
Yeah.
They broke in the first century, man. They obviously weren't made in the USA.
They were made by small hands in China. So, yeah, welcome to the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show. It's Thanksgiving. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, but this is our Thanksgiving show.
Yeah, break out your hand turkeys and wave them around.
I looked for a Thanksgiving song, and this is what they gave me. And they just stole the ABC Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And they're just talking about having a good time with the natives.
You didn't come across the 12 Days of Christmas song, or the 12 Days of Thanksgiving song?
No, is there 12 Days of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I looked up the 12 Days of Thanksgiving, and it apparently is a song, but I did not look it up. I did not listen to it.
I don't understand how there could be 12 days.
I don't know. On one day, I guess you have like 80 pumpkin pies. Because how many pumpkin pies do people need?
Two.
How many pumpkin pies are at your Thanksgiving?
When my grandma was around still, there would be at least two and an apple pie and another. She'd make like four pies.
I know. It's like, you know, at my place, there's like a pie per person.
Yeah.
It's like, why? What's with all the pies? Everybody brings a pie.
Yeah, well, a dessert, what is it all about?
And then everybody ends up taking home a pie.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, fuck, man.
I think they should just replace the regular pies with pizza pies.
They should. With whipped cream on them.
Yeah. I wonder if Pizza Now is going to have a Thanksgiving special.
Isn't that like a mincemeat pie, though? Because they got, have you ever had that?
I've heard of it. I've never
it's
been.
It's got meat and raisins in there. I think the raisins are from the leftovers from Halloween, because nobody wants the raisins from Halloween. So you just throw them in a pie at Thanksgiving.
Gross. That's fucking gross. All right. Well, welcome to Wednesday. We hope you guys are planning a festive family time with your family and friends.
Yeah, you know, a good tradition that you go down and eat a bunch of pizza at Pizza Now the night before, because you don't want to not eat, because then your stomach will be small. You want to eat and expand
stretch
your stomach so you can eat more on Turkey Day.
Moron.
And then, you know, and then the next day you get some Pizza Now, you just want to go down and get the $5 cheese pizzas.
Just eat them.
No, and then you put all your leftover turkey on the cheese pizza. And you're, you know, maybe a cranberry sauce on there too if you like that, but I don't.
A couple of yams and some marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like they'd have a Thanksgiving turkey or some kind of Thanksgiving pizza pie.
Yeah, a turkey pie
with a pumpkin pie base. That was hard to say. I really had to concentrate hard to say that.
I wonder how pumpkin pie filling and whipped cream would be on a pizza crust. That pumpkin pie filling looks nothing like the inside of a pumpkin.
No, they put a lot of other stuff in there.
You know, because I tried to make a pumpkin pie just by scooping out a pumpkin and putting it in a thing.
Did you take
and
all the seeds
cream
out?
No.
Oh. Yeah, you got to take the seeds out.
What if you just took a pumpkin and you carved it out and then you filled it with pumpkin filling?
And then just ate it out of it?
Yeah.
That'd be good. I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, I got some turkey facts. You like turkeys?
I like turkey, and I prefer...
I like big turkeys, and I cannot lie.
I prefer some turkey sliced, you know, from the store, like the deli turkey. Not the processed stuff, but...
But that is processed, though.
What?
The deli turkey.
Well,
the turkey doesn't come round like that.
No, but we get this weird... I don't even know. It's not... I don't know.
It's like a breast sliced off and then
wrapped?
Yeah,
I think so, because they got a meat department there at the Dairy Mart, because it's a small town, so they sell quite a bit of grocery stuff, and they sell like hamburger and sausage and and some sliced turkey that I don't think is from a loaf or a log.
Yeah.
It's like odd
like
shapes.
A half breast
or something
carved off a turkey and then... And
it's thinly sliced, but yeah, it is good.
I like a good turkey breast.
Some of that processed turkey just tastes and smells weird.
Yeah. Or like those Bar S, the big rectangle ones.
Yeah.
Those are weird. I can't eat that just on bread.
Yeah.
You know, what I do like those for, though, is if you chop them in half, and then you could put that on top of a burger.
Ooh.
Then you got a little turkey on top of your hamburger and cheese, and it's great, especially if you... You grill it right on top if you're in the barbecue season.
That's a good idea.
It is. Hey, food
food
we haven't
facts.
Done that for a while.
Yeah. Food
cooking
tips.
Advice.
Cooking tips.
Yeah.
Food tips.
Yeah.
Food facts.
And here's another cooking tip. Why you got fucking cranberry sauce on your fucking turkey? Who wants that shit?
You're just doing it because they said you're supposed to.
I know. Cranberry.
The kids
you know how you tell
shit.
If your cranberries are ripe? They bounce.
Bounce, bounce, come on, bounce.
Bounce, whoop, bounce, whoop. That was a lesser known hit.
Well, we knew it.
You know, the heaviest turkey's 37 pounds, could you imagine? What do you guys usually get, like a 20-pound bird?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's huge still, though.
That is a big bird.
20 pounds.
It's a big fucking bird.
Yep.
Oh, that wasn't a turkey.
You ever get one of those ready-to-go turkey meals? Like, you go to Safeway and they have, like, for $50, you can get... They have, like, the turkey and the gravy and the potatoes already made in containers.
I've seen them, but I've never purchased them.
I think we got one year.
How'd it work out?
It wasn't bad, you know? I mean, you get... It was pretty generous, I recall that.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there was only, like, four of us at that Thanksgiving dinner, so it didn't make sense to, like... Go all out, you know.
Right.
The turkeys do not like to sleep on the ground. They like to sleep atop tree branches away from the predators.
So do they got trees at turkey farms?
No, I don't think turkey farms, they have to worry about predators so much, probably.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like their instinct would kick in and they'd like to sleep in a tree.
Yeah. I don't know if domestic turkeys have instincts.
Except to be killed.
Yep. You know, male turkeys gobble.
Gobble.
Female turkeys don't. They cluck and chirp.
Huh. Like that, kind of? Cluck, 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 cluck,
yeah.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Yeah. Did you know all meat contains tryptophan at comparable levels of turkey?
No, but that stuff makes you sleepy.
It does. The difference in the Thanksgiving is all the damn carbs that you're eating with it. At the table, you got mashed potatoes, you got yams, you got bread, you got sugar. And those take out all the other amino acids, and then the tryptophan is like pure in your blood, allowing it to take over and do its thing all by its lonesome.
Fucking OD on that shit.
Benjamin Franklin wished the turkey was the representative of our country, calling the bald eagle a coward.
Whoa.
I know, isn't that crazy? He even said, like, turkeys are native to America, but bald eagles are everywhere, you know? And turkeys are cooler.
I wonder how eagle tastes. Is that bad to eat eagles? I know they're, like, endangered and stuff.
I don't know. You think someone would serve eagles somewhere?
We don't serve. We don't serve eagles here. Don Henley, get the fuck out.
There's some sort of claw joke in there. I like the bear paws.
Yeah, or two eagles walk into a bar.
Yeah, their wings clipped.
The bartender said, "Glenn Fry, you're 86th. Get the fuck out of here, you and your smuggler's blues."
I saw a clip somewhere. I don't even remember who said this, but they were talking about birds and how do birds. Oh, it was Craig Ferguson. Somebody wrote in and asked him, Do flirts
go blurry?
Do birds fly because they have to or because they want to?
Well, they could walk and hop around, you'd think.
His answer was that birds fly because they want to, because they could walk, but they look fucking stupid, and they have such fucking low self-esteem. They don't like to look stupid walking around. They know they look stupid walking around.
Boink, boink, boink. You just got to hop a little bit. You can't even walk right, dude. You might as well just fly.
Him and that fucking robot that he has on there.
It's crazy.
Wild turkeys can fly up to 55 miles an hour in short spurts.
Whoa. A short spurt. That'd be. I think it'd take a little while to get up to that speed. In case you don't notice, we're smoking weed here. Mm-hmm. Podcast. It's a medicine time.
Domestic turkeys, they can't fly because their breasts are grown so big. And they put on so much weight. Because if you don't train a turkey how to eat in small increments.
Right.
Many times a day, they'll just gorge themselves.
Really?
Yeah. And so they get big, and so they can't fly because they weigh too much. You know, if you look at fucking wild turkeys, like, some of them are fucking scrawny. They almost just look like buzzards.
Yeah. There's a, I don't know why they're in this certain area, but just about 3 or 4 miles from our house as you go, like, the back way to Harrisburg, there's this flock. I don't know if they're called a flock or what they are, but a flock of wild turkeys. They're always crossing the road in the same spot. It's weird.
Do you know why they're crossing the road?
I think they wanted to get to the other side. They want to die and go to the other side.
Take me to the other side.
But, you know, they're not always there, but whenever they are there, that's where they are.
Uh-huh.
So that's always kind of weird.
Ever think about shooting one for Thanksgiving?
Nah.
They're probably farm, right? Is there a farm out there or something?
I'm pretty sure that they're just wild turkeys.
Right on.
A flock of wild turkeys. 102 or 101,
you can get turkey 101 proof. This is in Oregon. Then you'd have to pluck it and, you know, gut it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it ain't worth it. You could just go down to the fucking store and buy you one.
Yep. And those gizzards that they sell, you know, the gizzards contain little tiny stones in them.
Dude, as soon as you said gizzard, I was going to say that. My friend Wade Mock, his dad, Stan, one time got a tray of gizzards from the hot food thing at the store. And he bit in, he ate a few, and they were all good. And then he bit into one, and there was a decent-sized rock in there. It chipped his tooth.
It's got all the rocks that they eat.
Yeah, it chipped his tooth.
I believe it.
He sued him.
I don't know why people eat those things. Did he win?
I don't know. I don't even know. Because it was like, I was a kid. I was like probably 12.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't even know.
I don't even know why people eat those. It's just a fucking piece of fat just dumped in a fryer, is it? Well, I guess it's
There's like some rocks in there.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of some minerals. Some minerals in there.
Mm-hmm. It would just be like, you know, because you go out and you shoot a duck, right? You know, you're shooting it with a shotgun that has several different shots. I've bitten into duck breast before, and, you know, a piece of shot was in there.
Really?
Lead shot, yeah.
I only ate duck once, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Was it too dry?
It was, I don't know.
Gamey?
Yeah. That's what they, I go, it just
it's
tastes
got
weird.
A really rich flavor.
Yeah.
And I just tried some duck jerky.
I'm like, it just tastes weird. And they're like, that's gamey. And I was like, okay, well, you call it gamey. I call it weird.
Isn't that a rich, like a herby flavor? Like a, just a rich flavor. I don't mind duck. You put the duck in there. But sure, yeah, I've been down and get a shot, you know.
You're like, fuck, it's a rock.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's why you know.
You don't eat the part. That's like, oh, let's just eat the spleen of an animal because that's where all the bad shit goes out. I guess people do eat liver.
Oh, yeah, and hearts.
And liver's like, that's the thing that cleans all your shit out. I mean,
chicken hearts.
Shit. Not your shit, but your shit. I know. Hey, speaking of all this coughing and marijuana, I got a little crazy Floridian story here from Key West, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Authorities said a couple who received a package of marijuana at a Louisiana rental home drove the package back to Florida before discovering its contents. I think that might be a cover-up.
Uh-huh.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said Florida Keys couple told deputies the package showed up at a rental home that they own in Louisiana, and their cleaning lady returned it to UPS as it was not meant for them. The couple said they discovered during a trip to check on several of their rental properties the package had been again delivered to their house. They opened the package and found it contained two blue suitcases, which they assumed were someone's lost luggage.
Uh-huh.
The pair said they decided to bring the suitcases back to Florida with them and attempt to track down the owners. When they cut the locks off the suitcases, they found 11 pounds of marijuana. And deputies said the couples immediately turned the marijuana over to the sheriff's office, and they have plans to have the cannabis destroyed.
What are they going to do, smoke it?
Are they going to burn it?
Same thing. So let me give you a hypothetical.
Okay.
All right, let's say you get a package on your porch, and that happens to you, and you get to the part where you open it, and there's how many?
11 pounds.
All right, what do?
I keep it.
Do you tell anybody?
No.
Me too.
I tell my wife.
Yeah. And well, you could tell people, but, I mean, you're not going to turn it in, right?
No, you're going to be like, yeah, these people obviously weren't pot smokers, or maybe they were, I don't know, but they're probably Republicans. They live in Florida, and they own a rental home in Louisiana.
Hmm.
They're probably not poor, but. Yeah. So the cleaning lady returned it to UPS. The UPS sent it back again, so that seems odd to me that they say, well, we're just going to take this back to Florida and see if we can find the owners. Yeah, it didn't say that the return address was Florida, but who knows?
Did they just get busted with a bunch of weed and then that's their story?
Well, it doesn't. No, the cops said that they came to him with this 11 pounds and told him this story and said, we're turning it in because we don't know where it came from or who it was supposed to go to. So
maybe somebody was threatened if they didn't turn it in, so they just turned it in.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe they just got fucking paranoid.
Yeah.
They smoked a little bit and said, fuck, we got to turn this in, man. We're going to get in trouble.
That is crazy.
Excuse me.
Have you ever been to a lake?
Oh, yeah. I've been to lots of lakes. I've been to Clear Lake.
What about Crater Lake?
Yeah. And we just talked about going back there in the summertime.
Right on. In the summertime, when the weather's down, we're going to Crater Lake and battle the bad. Going to Wizard Island. You ever been there, Wizard Island?
No. Do you got to take a helicopter or something?
No, I think there's a ferry.
A boat?
A ferry that'll take you across. He goes, hey, I'm BKO. No, but there's a place in, you know where Lake Huron is, right? One of the Great Lakes over there.
Yeah.
There's an island on there in that lake. But on that island is a lake. And on that lake, there are several islands.
Hey, we've talked about the other islands that are lakes and islands on a lake and an island on a lake.
Yeah, this is a lake inside an island in a lake. On some Lake Huron, you can even buy a place there.
How would you? I guess you'd have to fly there or take
Lake
a couple
Manitow.
Boats. Manitow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
There's also in the Philippines. There is a volcano inside a volcano.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, it's a volcano island in a lake inside another volcano. And inside that volcano, there is an island known as Vulcan Point.
Ooh.
It is the largest island inside a lake inside an island that is inside a lake inside an island.
That's just getting too much to think about.
All right. How's this? Do you know parasites can have parasites?
No.
Yeah. There was actually even one called, these are called hyperparasites is what they are. But this one is called Entodon albitarsis.
Yeah.
Which is a parasite of a parasite of a parasite of a parasite. Okay. So imagine if you had a parasite living on you, that parasite would be living on that, and then there would be a parasite living on that, and then a parasite living on that. That'd be four deep parasites.
Four deep.
So, yeah, just think about, remember that spider that crawls on your face?
Yeah.
That spider has a spider crawling on its face, and that spider has a spider crawling. It just goes on forever, I bet. They yeah. can only just see four deep.
That's how deep I go on the loaf of bread, too.
Some people say that's what's going on with the universe, though, that inside a black hole is like an entire other universe, and so, like, forever.
Right.
Like, we're just, you know, one universe inside. But where does that all go to?
We're a universe in a universe inside a universe.
Yep.
And then you got all these little bugs that have their own little universe
mm-hmm.
that's inside our universe, which is inside another universe. We're just a speck.
We are.
The whole Earth that we live on is just a speck.
That's a phenomenon not known by many. Is I can't remember the name of the phenomenon.
The illusion of motion?
No, but only the only way to get it is if you've been sent into space and seen the world as a whole below you. And it's like most astronauts come back with a whole different perspective.
Huh.
On life, just like in cultural boundaries and stuff like that. And you would think, you know, seeing it from way up there, you'd look down and be like, it's just fucking one ball, you know, that little piece of land doesn't like that little piece of land.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Just a speck.
I found that on some page about effects, and I was interested in this one effect. Psychological effects, you know? The audience effect is the effect an audience has on a person or group of people who are attempting to perform a certain task while being watched.
Hmm.
So performance, you know?
Yeah.
And it primarily shows up in two opposite extremes. Some performers will actually raise their level of play when a large audience is watching, while others will succumb to stress and self-consciousness and end up performing worse than their true talent level.
That's understandable.
And one guy suggested that what determines whether a passive audience causes a positive or negative effect on the performer depends on the relative easiness of the task being performed.
Hmm.
If the performer believes that she or he should win a fight, the audience effect will tend to motivate that person to perform at a higher level.
Wow. Well, I know that the audience is a big part of any performance.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that stuff before.
So taking that, like, if the performer believed that the crowd should laugh,
make them laugh?
Will that have the motivation of the audience to perform at the higher level?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of, like, being confident as far mm-hmm. as, like, if you think you're going to kill and you think you're killing, then, I mean, in a good way, like, I'm making these people... I think that it would... If you have an air of confidence about you and you're not just like, oh, that wasn't funny, sorry, like... You know,
yeah.
But if you say things like you know they're funny, I think that would encourage the audience to go, this guy, he's got mm-hmm. stage presence and he commands the audience and we're going to laugh when he says something that is supposed to be funny.
Certainly. You know?
Yeah, it's hard though. It's hard to do that, at least for me. It's hard mm-hmm. to be totally confident on stage, and even if you're not, it's hard to act totally confident and not
it is.
Have any type of a little waver in your voice or a pause when you're going from one subject to the next. I watched a lot of comics that just have it. They just have it down, and it's just awesome. I wish I'm waiting till I can get there, but I read an interesting interview with Kyle Kinane. Mm-hmm. We talked about him before. I didn't really know this either, that he is the voice of Comedy Central. He's the guy.
Hello, I'm Monix on Comedy Central.
Yeah, exactly. And now I got to listen to it and say, is that Kyle Kinane? Because he's got a distinct voice. But he talked about how when he got into it, it wasn't really, he didn't have like a goal to be like that would be his. He looked at it as something that he loved to do that he would always do for free.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, but within the last 4 years, I've quit my job, and now this is my job, and that's weird. I think it would be weird, but I think it would be awesome to where that was just doing what you love.
It stood in a studio box for 8 hours in front of a microphone going, and next,
Comedy Central presents Bill Cosby. I missed that the other night. Forgot
they'll
to record
show it again, I bet.
Oh, they'll show it 100 times, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And he's not finished, that's what I heard.
Yeah, he's not finished. He's going on a tour. He's coming to Eugene on March 2nd to the Holt Center. Jerry Seinfeld will be there February 7th. But this is weird.
This is clearly the last time you will see Bill Cosby come through the area.
Yeah, and what's odd, but it makes sense, is that most shows are about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, which is still kind of an early show.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby's show on the 2nd of March is at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Which gives you permission to get drunk early.
Right, and that way he can have dinner by 5 and be to bed by 6 like 80-year-olds are. Mm-hmm. Is he 80? Probably almost 80 or
something.
He's
70-something.
70-something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a definite pioneer. He was still, I saw a little clip, that wasn't a clip, but I just kind of was flipping through the channels and caught the last of his interview with Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, and man, he's got like a scruffy gray beard, and he just looks really old.
Like I said, he's this last tour, he's going to be cognitive.
He's not finished yet.
He's far from finished. That means that he's going to do like 7 more specials, right?
But at least he can eat Jell-O pudding when he loses all of his teeth.
That is true. That is true.
Still mugging for the camera. All right.
Can I get controversial?
I want you to, man. We've been keeping it pretty tame for the
last time. All right, I'm going to get controversial, right?
Do it.
So God said unto Lucifer, right? He said, I have made mortal man.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then he said, bow down to man. Do not bow down to me, right?
Right.
And then Lucifer said, I'm not going to do that. I only bow down to you, my father, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent him to hell because of that, right?
It was a trick question, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But now, right, this last Sunday I went to church, right? And I walked in there and I said, hey, everybody, bow down to me, mortal man, just as God said, right?
Uh-huh.
And they said, we will not bow down to you. We only bow down to our God, which was the same thing Lucifer said.
So you sent him to hell.
No, why do they think that they're getting into heaven because of that?
Well, just I don't know. It just depends on what religion. Were they Christians or were they? Church was it?
It was a church for everybody.
That's the name of the church?
Mm-hmm. A church for everybody. They so only allow one person per religious denomination into their church.
Oh, so it's not non-denominational then?
Yeah, they only allow one per. So there was one Christian and one Buddhist.
What's your religion?
I wasn't in there. I just walked in there.
Oh, okay.
They didn't keep the doors locked.
Yeah, they'll pretty much let anybody into a church unless you come in there and start yelling, well, you should go to hell because you won't bow to me. I'm a mortal man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's all factual, even what I said, though.
That's not really even that controversial, actually.
It's not?
I don't think so. I don't even know.
Why was he punished so?
I thought, and I didn't do the research, I guess I just thought it was because he was thinking for himself.
Mm-hmm. So God doesn't want you to think for yourself or you'll go to hell?
Right. You got to do what his word and his will be done.
But isn't that what the government is telling us and corporations?
Yeah, that's why they're so...
And schools.
They're all going to heaven, too.
And institutions.
Yep, and all us bad seeds are going to hell.
The Bad Seed by Dean Koontz.
That's right.
That was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. I got a what is the deal?
What's the deal with corn nuts?
What is the deal with everybody shaving their pubic hair?
What?
It's been going on for 10, 20 years now.
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that that is a visual thing that they do that for? Or to keep it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's probably so they don't get crabs, too. Well, probably just a cleaner look.
Doctors are now saying that Americans' penchant for a hairless pubic area is dangerous to their health. Pubic hair is there for a reason.
Yeah, but so was, you know, when you think about, like, when we used to be hairier, we gradually lose our hair for less need of hair. And I think with the advent of underwear over the last 300-400 years, it makes sense that we would need less hair to keep our pubic area warm, right?
Yeah. And for
evolution-wise,
women who have a hole down there mm-hmm. that stuff could maybe get in, I think it's like a filter, kind of like our nose and our ears.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't wear underwear on our ears or our nose.
And plus it goes down kind of to a point and mm-hmm. it probably collect some sweat
yeah.
and stuff to keep you yeah. dry.
Yeah.
But they say that, surgeons have figured out that shaving a body part prior to surgery actually increases the surgical site infections. Because when you remove hair, it irritates the follicles and it leaves microscopic open wounds.
Pores.
Yeah. But it says open wounds.
Well, the vagina is not literally an open wound.
No. No. It could be considered that.
Yeah.
That's a pet name. Hey, baby, could I get in your open wound? I want to put my baby shit salami in your... Or wait, sausage. Baby poop sausage in your... But no, it says that there's an increase in staph boils and abscesses necessitating incisions to drain infections, resulting in scarring that can be significant.
I guess I could see that just because, like, you know, when you shave, there's more of a chance to get an ingrown hair.
Yeah, it's not unusual to find pustules.
It's not unusual to find pustules
and other hair follicle inflammation papules on shaved genitals. That's the long version. It's not unusual to find pustules and other hair follicle inflammation papules on shaved genitals. Additionally, I've seen cellulitis on the scrotum. The labia and penis were spread of bacteria from shaving or from sexual contact with strep bacteria on a partner's skin.
That's just crazy, though.
We talk about pubic shaving being unusual. But pubic hair does have a purpose, providing cushion against friction that can cause skin abrasion and injury, protection from bacteria and other unwanted pathogens, and it is a visible result of long-awaited adolescent hormones, certainly nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about.
No, I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of or embarrassed about, but I think most of those things are taken care of by underwear.
Well, this doctor says it's time to declare a truce on the war on pubic hair and allow it to stay right where it belongs.
Yeah.
We owe it to our patients.
Probably,
it's a girl, Emily Gibson.
She's probably a Confederate, too.
She's a family physician.
Well, what?
She thinks it might cause vulnerability to spread other STIs. I thought they were STDs. That's infections, not diseases. There's infections. A difference between an infection.
Certainly. If you got two open wounds going at it.
So it's No Shave November. You might as well grow that shit out. Just to let
Why isn't she worried about, you know, an open wound on the face? I would think would be worse, right? Because, you know, you wouldn't wear fucking underwear
on your
there.
Face. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. People in Japan, they wear doctor masks so they don't spread around their germs.
Yeah. Well, don't they everywhere? Oh,
no,
just the
I mean,
people in Japan, yeah.
Yeah, like what?
We call them SARS masks.
The
even the Asians over here wear them sometimes. Yeah. Like I see them in Walmart and different places.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, though, there was a story I sent you. I don't know if you read it about the spotted hyena. Did you read that?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I figured we'd talk about it today.
Oh, yeah, the female spotted hyena has a clitoris that is larger than any male's penis. Of its breed.
Wow.
The female has no external vagina. She urinates and mates through her penis-like shaft, which, whoa, by the way, is capable of an erection.
Whoa. Her clit can have an erection?
Mm-hmm. They're like the leaders of the pack in the spotted hyena thing. And even more confusing, a sack of fat and tissue covered in thick hair hangs behind the 7-inch clitoris, like some cruel mockery of the male scrotum.
Yeah. Look at this. He's all, look at this. She's all, check out this, man. Your balls are small.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some porn star that have some big-ass clits. Looks like a little hot dog sticking out.
But 7 inches?
No, maybe 3.
After the male submits to the female, which includes comparing sizes, she will roll the clitoris up to create an entrance for the male's penis, which he must somehow curve upward and inward to make sex possible.
To make sex.
If she becomes impregnated, she'll give birth through a penis. A 2-pound cub has to fit through a 1-inch birth canal.
Dude, something crazy is going on right now.
At best, the clitoris is torn, causing a wound that takes weeks to heal.
Wow.
Or could be fatal.
That's why they're always laughing. They're like,
these guys don't laugh, they're just spotted.
All hyenas laugh.
Do they?
It's a laughing hyena. Look at that chick's clit. Look, a baby little fucking hyena just came out of her clit dick thing.
They'd probably get trashed, though, if they were laughing at the females.
She'd fucking roll up her clit and smack in the face with it.
Yep.
You did say that she rolls it up, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't even know. I can't even imagine what's going on there. It's twisted, though.
So it's twisted. It's rolled up. Mm-hmm. She twisted up her clit and fucking slapped me in the face with it. And I said, geez, that's a big-ass clit.
I read about one species that when somebody comes in and takes over, like kills the male that looks over the flock or whatever. I can't remember what animal this is.
Okay.
When another male comes in, they usually eat the babies.
Yeah.
And so the mothers that are pregnant will abort their babies.
Themselves?
Like, yeah.
How do they do it?
I don't know. They just, I think they, I don't know. I didn't really earmark this but sometimes I just look through things to learn.
Yeah,
things.
Totally.
But I thought that was weird. I think it was like an insect or something weird. You know, it wasn't like a lamb or anything like that. You know, it was something on a smaller scale.
Excuse me. Huh. Well, that was a weird little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
Hyena clitoris. Clitoris.
Yeah.
Clitoris.
Oh, yeah, wow. I didn't bother to look up any pictures. I just took their word for it.
I wonder if people eat hyenas over there in the impoverished countries that, they, you know, you eat, like, different kind of animals. Like...
I imagine they do. I don't know if
it probably
tastes like chicken.
You could eat a wild hyena for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Top certainly. With a 7-inch clitoris.
I imagine they hunt them over there, unless they're endangered.
Well, I don't think they are. Maybe.
I don't know. I'll just look up hunting hyenas.
Just look up eating hyena clitoris.
Eating hyena clitoris. Oh, there it is. A nice picture.
That's gross.
Hyena hunting. Yeah, you can hunt a hyena.
Hmm.
A brown hyena hunt.
Well, what about a brown hyena cunt? Hey, I got one more crazy Florida story for you while you look up. There's this guy, apparently must have had really saggy pants. Mm-hmm. He shoved 13 bottles of liquor down his pants to steal them from a Costco store. Two men visited the store in Fort Myers, Florida, and one of them was recorded by a security camera shoving a bottle of Grey Goose vodka and 12 bottles of Hennessy into his sweatpants.
Hmm.
So you go into Costco with sweat. They must have had like really strong elastic on the on the ankles.
Maybe he sewed some pockets in there.
Well, they caught him, and they have not been identified, but they've got their whatever you call it, license plate, they're going to probably find them. But I just can't imagine how someone, and I shouldn't be stereotypical, but you think if they're stealing a bunch of Hennessy and Grey Goose that he's probably a black dude.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, like, back, carving a hole in your leg so you could go and steal a bottle of booze?
No.
And walk out of store?
Because my old leg actually kind of had a hole in the bottom of it, but it wasn't big enough. There was like...
Could you hide your weed in there?
Oh, yeah. You could definitely hide your weed in there. You could put a ketchup packet in the front of the knee and stab it. We did that at a football game one time at Central Inn High School. And some people... Because if I have my leg bent at a 90-degree angle, there's a little... on the old leg, there's a slot right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
like... It just looked like it was bleeding everywhere.
Oh, man. You just stick it... And that looks so painful when you stick a knife right into your kneecap. Just even that thinking is. Of it, that's cringeworthy.
I don't like people messing with my kneecaps.
I'm going to peel your cap back.
You like TV shows?
I watch quite a bit of TV. I love Birthday Boys. Been watching that still.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Didn't get to watch last week's yet because I DVR'd it, but yeah. Been watching, like I said, we've been watching some Family Feud. That's a TV show.
I watch that every once in a while with old Steve Harvey.
He's pretty fucking funny.
Hilarious,
he is pretty funny. And he, like, I don't know. When people give a shitty answer, he'll always, like, turn around and roll his eyes and give the wide eyebrows, and you know that the family watched it later. But sometimes he'll even say, hey, he's like the fifth guy in line. He's giving a shitty answer every time. He's maybe the old grandpa or whatever. He's like, you know what? He's like, you're on TV, man, but you ain't got one answer right. Since all week you've been here, and you can't get one answer right.
He asked one family the other day that if they would give up sex for $1 million.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, and he asked them all individually, and I was like, man, that's an odd question to ask an individual person in front of their family that obviously weren't married to each other.
Most of them all said no.
Yeah.
I mean, they said they couldn't give up sex.
Yeah, yeah. And the one's like, I'm trying to have a baby. Yeah. Like, all right, that's something you want to say on Family Feud.
I don't know if it's because I've been struggling for a while. Not, like, bad, but, you know. No, not to have a baby with money. Oh, money's tight these days.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if that includes masturbating, but I would go. I could go a year without sex for $1 million. Fucking no problem, dude. No problem. Mm-hmm. And if the masturbating was part of it, I would try my best. But, you know, I got a funny thing I've been talking and thinking about and trying to work it into my act. When I was a teenager, and whenever the subject of masturbation would come up between my peers, or most that I remember mostly is my cousins, my older cousins that I used to go hang out with, and they said something about, oh, you were probably jacking off. And I'm like, fucking, yeah, I was jacking off. What? You guys don't fucking jack off? And, you know, they're not grown up. They're teenagers. Most grown men will admit it and say, you know, what they do or whatever. But kids, they're like, fuck, I don't do that. What are you talking about? And I was like, no, I totally was. And he's like, dude, that's like pretty gay. Why would you do that? And I was like, how is jacking off gay? And he's like, well, think about it. You're playing with a penis. So think about that, all you guys, the next time you're whacking it.
Somebody once told me at a poker game.
You're getting pleasure out of stroking a man's penis.
Somebody once admitted to us at a poker game, at a poker table, that they masturbated with a condom on.
Why? To make it last longer?
Yeah, so they'd have the practice for when they were having sex to be able to hold it longer.
I had this one friend that I used to work with, a country coach, and he used to do meth quite a bit. Not when I knew him, but he has meth stories. He's like, man, I used to get all jacked up on meth, and he's like, I would just watch porn for 8 hours straight and jack off for 8 hours. And I'm like, he's like, and I wouldn't come because, you know, when you're on meth, you can fucking go forever. I was like, why would you want to jack off in 8 hours? He's like, and after a while, man, it starts getting a sore. It's like,
you end up with carpal tunnel, wouldn't you?
He's like, yeah, and I'm a dry jacker, too.
Like, what? A dry jagger? How does that even feel good? You know, it's just like, and he's like, yeah, it gets pretty rough after a while. Plus, I'm a tile layer, so I got calluses on my hand. Like, what the fuck? Yeah,
8-hour dry rub.
I don't think I've ever mentioned his name, but I've mentioned him before because he's the guy that thinks REO Speedwagon is the best band in the whole fucking world. And he will fight you.
Doesn't he? Does he have the same band?
REO Speedwagon?
Oh, yeah.
That's his favorite band always.
Yeah, I know, but if it's his favorite band, they probably had... It's just him hiring session musicians, isn't it, to tour?
Who, Kevin Cronin?
REO Speedwagon. No, isn't there one guy?
No, that's a band.
I thought REO was the main guy.
No, an REO Speedwagon is an old truck.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, no way. You're just blowing my mind. It's like telling me Monty Python isn't one person.
Jethro Tull.
Oh, exactly.
Jethro Tull.
But I knew all that. I know Pink Floyd
isn't
one person.
No, you thought REO was a dude?
Yeah, I thought it was the lead singer.
No, no, no. But there's a spinoff band of all half blacks called REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
No, REO Speedwagon.
I always used to call them REO.
Dude, Gary Richrath was an awesome guitar player. Kevin Cronin. I can't fight this feeling anymore.
He was the singer, keyboard.
Yeah, he was the singer. Yeah, and he played a little guitar back in the day. Bruce Hall was their bass player.
Not a big fan of his voice.
Yeah, me neither. I can respect their musicianship, but he's just the
only. I like the, you know, their songs are good. I don't have anything against the band, really. I mean, they do anthemic songs that take forever to play on the radio, I guess, was probably the biggest concern.
Keep on rolling. Got to keep on. Roll with the changes. Riding the storm out. It's just like.
Riding the storm out, though. I like that song. Out.
He's always
Dude, he sings that song so tense. Is that what it is?
He's got an urgency in his voice. Like. Back to for the winter. Man, dude, that storm scared him. Yeah, so this guy, the dry jacker dude, he
was that the
only...
same storm though that were the riders of the storm?
No, the Doors and REO didn't get along.
They didn't? All right.
Jim Morrison was dead before I think they even started, but no, only guy I know, Dry Jack we'll call him, is his the only guy I know that
dry
has
Jack.
A favorite band of REO Speedwagon.
That's funny. Dry Jack.
I think we just named the episode.
That's funny.
Thanksgiving.
Dry Jack.
That's got to be a Thanksgiving episode, but yeah.
I was looking up some scores on a site called Metacritic.
Okay.
They
I've
do
heard
scores
of
video games and everything, right? And I looked up, they got a breakdown of series by user ranking.
Series.
So I looked up the top shows ever on series, and I got a list here of of a few series.
Okay.
The top series, and I think it's too early to really say that this is probably leveled out at the top, but we got Breaking Bad Season 5.
Okay.
And it scored pretty high among users, and a show called Related Season 1.
I've never heard of it. What channel's on?
It's old. It's like 2001.
Oh, it's like retro coming back, like The Wire.
Well, I don't know. I think people just liked it, and I don't know. It seemed a really weird premise. I don't know how it ranks so high. Maybe it just hasn't had many users.
Did it say what the premise is?
Yeah, I can't remember. You can look it up if you want. The Related.
I'll check it out.
Related TV show.
Right below that
is The Wire Season 4.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I'm on.
Do you think it's of the better ones of the seasons that you've seen so far?
I think so, yeah.
All right. And,
Or am I watching 3?
No, you're watching 4.
Okay.
You just got done with 3 where, Bell.
Oh, no, so I haven't started 4 yet. So I take that back. I just finished 3, right? With Marlo. 3 was all about Marlo, right?
No, well, Marlo introduced in Season 3.
Oh, but he keeps going. Okay, so yeah, I went on a marathon.
At the end of Season 3, Avon went back.
Okay, yeah, so I did. I went on a marathon of Season 4. So yeah, I was right what I said in the first place.
Related, as it ran from 2005 to 2006 on the WB. It is an American comedy drama series. Revolved around the lives of 4 close-knit sisters of Italian descent raised in Brooklyn, living in New York City. It's a Sex and the City writer series.
Oh, God.
And executive produced by a Friends person. Okay, so I don't think I'd watch that. But under that is 6 Feet Under, season 5.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about that, but I've never watched
season
it.
5 being pretty strong. And then after that, Breaking Bad, season 3. You remember that season?
I've been thinking about going back and watching the old ones just because it's been 5 years since I've even seen them. I didn't rewatch season 1 or 2.
Season 3, is that the one where they worked with Gus for the majority of it?
I think so, yeah, before they killed him.
When they had that 4. Big, huge-ass nice
plant, yeah. Lab in there underneath the laundry factory.
And they were really making money before they got the car wash and all that. And below that, The Wire is season 1.
Huh.
You know, which is a strong season.
Yep.
Then you got The Sopranos season 1.
That was a good one. And speaking of The Wire season 1 and season 4, I didn't care for season 2 as much as 1, 3, and 4.
The one at the docks?
I guess not. I don't know why.
The one with Speedy Russell?
I guess because it just changed gears so much.
It did. It did. And I like it just because of Speedy Russell was in there. And then, you know, it was such a drastic change of the scenery down to the docks.
It took a little, I think it was a little bit of a culture shock for me.
Mm-hmm. And then 3 went back to the street.
And I was like, hey, now this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But it's all good, though.
And Deadwood season 1.
Never seen it. I don't get to see a lot of HBO or Showtime shows.
Sopranos season 3. Breaking Bad season 4. Arrested Development.
All seasons.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, season 1 was on the tops here.
Yeah.
And then you got the show In Treatment, which is an HBO show with Gabriel Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't bad. I've seen some, but it just doesn't strike me. It's a little too slow. It's about it has an interesting concept in that it was a weeknight show that showed every night for like 6 weeks, Monday through Friday, and every day would be, he was a therapist, and every day would be a different client that he would see of the week. So every Monday would be the same client for like 6 weeks.
Whoa.
And then Tuesdays would be a different guy, and so each one would have 5, and then I think there's one episode where he goes to his therapist, because therapists have therapists, I guess.
I don't think they should, but whatever. Yes.
Well, everybody's got to talk to somebody about their issues.
Yeah, or else they become a stand-up comedian.
So should therapists just go become stand-up comedians?
Yeah, but then they'd have a hard time not sharing all the stories that they've heard over the years from all their clients.
That's true.
Doctor, client, patient, fucking confidentiality, whatever. Well, I can't think of a word I just say. Fucking. It's your fucking birthday. We got some fucking birthdays.
Banana-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's a song about bananas.
It is. Banana-na-na-na-na. Cake for your birthday. Today, birthdays include a drummer from Faith No More.
Oh, Roddy Bottom. No, he's keyboards.
Borden, though. Close. Mikey Borden.
Oh, Mikey Borden. Is he related to Lizzie?
Also known as Puff. Puffy.
Ooh, before Puff Daddy came along.
Yeah, and I was talking to Jason Schmidt, my stunt brother, and he got to meet him not too long ago, and he was really stoked about it. I saw a picture of him and Mike Borden. So, happy birthday, Mike Borden, 51.
Birthday.
Also, Shane Embry from Napalm Death, the bass player that we were supposed to get an interview with last year.
53.
46. Good guess, though. He's been doing grindcore for 25 years, and he's only 46. So,
wow.
He started young. Also, a former local business owner and I think he's the guitarist or the bassist for, I don't even know what their name is now, Cascade Rye? Jake Payne. Happy birthday, Jake Payne.
Happy birthday, Jake Payne.
Thanks for selling the bar, you dick. Just kidding. But it's not the same without you and Kaylin, I'll just tell you that. I know you're not listening, but anybody who is listening and knows about the Dixie knows that it's not the same.
The D-dub? Is that the new name of it, the D-dub?
Maybe, but there's a new band from the Eugene area called Dixie Wrecked. But it's spelled Dixie like the Dixie Creek Saloon and then wrecked like you wrecked your car.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie Wrecked. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
they call them the D-dub, too.
Oh.
Because it's Dixie. And
do they play at the Dixie?
No, they play at the Mohawk Tavern. It's some of the guys from...
Does it have hair on the top? Does it have a
Yeah,
mohawk?
Just one strip of hair, and then on the side it has open wounds, like follicles that are just ripped apart with staph infections and stuff, because it's Springfield, you know, so it's right down the street from a Spice Gentleman's Club. It's not a strip club. It's a gentleman's club. It's high society or whatever you want to call it.
That's funny.
It is kind of funny. But yeah, I haven't been there. It's this new strip club in Springfield, and it's supposed to be all only hot chicks, no open wounds on the pubic area, or no track marks or bruising or too much glitter to hide all the...
They need to start a homeless chick
strip club.
Yeah, down there.
Yeah,
you know, but
they're helping.
Yeah, but fix them up before you send them out to strip. You know, I mean, like have a shower in the back, because then you know you'd be like, "Hey, come strip, and you're gonna get a shower," and then they would come get a shower and then strip and then go and live in the street for another
week. How about
a
local access TV show where they give a homeless person a makeover and then they have to strip one night?
To
make up for the money that they get. It's called Stripper makeover. Homeless makeover stripper. I don't know.
Homeless strippers.
That's weird to me that people go to like porn stores and go into booths and watch porn and jack off in there. And I was reading this story about Christine Levine, who, by the way, on Monday I mentioned the Willamette Week had the top five comics. I didn't get to the list. Shane Torres was number two. I think Nathan Brannan was three. Christine Levine was number four. And Bree Pruitt was number... So three out of five women. Three out of five were women on the top five. But Portland's hip like that, you know, because...
I would like to ask Christine, how many... What's the most amount of tokens someone has bought at once?
I don't know, but she would probably answer. And she may listen once in a while. We interact on Facebook. She has a new podcast called Levine Large with her family, her three kids, and her just talking about funny stuff. And I... don't mean to be rude, but some of her kids are almost funnier than her. They're fucking hilarious. They probably get it from her. No, that she made them.
No.
But anyway, she has a story of where a guy died in the jack booth, the jack stall. She calls it a jack booth or a jack stall or something. And so he hadn't came out for a long time, and so she went in there, and he's lying there dead, and the porn had timed out on the screen. And then the 911 operator was like, didn't know, like, she's like, "Are you sure he's dead?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm sure. Just send someone, could you?" And then she tells about how she took $35 out of his wallet. She's like, "Don't judge me. I got no shame. He wasn't going to use it. I mean, Jesus." He probably had some quarters in his pocket left or something.
How many, was he found by the jizz jockey, the guy that has to clean up those
places? She found him.
Did she have to clean those places out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's back at it again, I think, part-time.
You hose them down, right? I mean, you don't really...
Yeah, I don't know if you have to...
I'd just hose it down, dude.
I don't think you can because there's, like, video equipment in there and stuff.
You just put a big plastic barrier around everything, you know, and just have the TV behind a piece of plastic and then just hose it all down at the end of every day.
Maybe you should be an engineer for the cleaning systems.
Maybe
of porn
I
stores.
Should invent a nine-stall fucking easy clean.
It's all stainless steel.
Yep.
It's with drains in the bottom of each fucking floor with tile on them and stuff. And then a sealed plexiglass cover over a nice screen.
Yeah, and then before you open up every day, you'd spray it down with something that would cause everything just to slick off the walls.
And it'd be antibacterial, too.
Yeah.
All right. Don't steal our idea, Hans. What?
Yep. Those things have doorknobs.
They should have like... like Star Trek. Hans, when was the last time he was in a jack booth? It's always fucking Slayer this week. He's listening to Slayer apparently all week. He's giving
Slayer
thanks for
Slayer.
He's got an Undisputed Attitude today, which is a great album because they just go off on a bunch of old punk covers and two originals that were written for a punk band that never happened, that Jeff Hanneman, rest in peace, was going to start. Never happened, but that's a fucking awesome album. They do DRI, they do DI, Richard Hung Himself. Great album. Great choice, Hans.
Nice.
You fucker.
I'm still listening to that Eddie Murphy single.
I want to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
I could still be listening to Thick as a Brick because it could still be on.
See, what was I listening to last? I listened to some weird shit last week, so I kind of wanted to get back. I've been listening to lots of Monster Magnet, but we're not going to list that. I'm trying to think of the last thing. Oh, yeah, Mike talked me into listening to some The Red Chord.
Ah.
That's a death metal-ish, newer kind of core, death metal core band, I don't know. I have a couple Burn CDs of theirs that I got from Kevin and Ryan back in the Domesticide days, but they're definitely a good band. All stellar musicians, but can't listen to that stuff as much as I used to anymore. Fucking constant blast beats and double bass. But whatever. Maybe you should check it out, anybody who's listening.
Yeah.
You might like yourself some Red Chord. I don't know what the Red Chord is. It's not a chord like you would, it's like a chord that you'd play on a guitar. C-H-O-R-D, like that kind of a chord.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's like A-flat.
Or like a vocal chord.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a bloody vocal chord. Bloody vocal chord.
Man, you're smart.
You know, Carnival 9 is 28 minutes. That's another long song.
Carnival?
Yeah, Carnival number 9.
By who?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. You've heard parts of it.
I probably have.
Yeah, it's like that song that sounds like a carnival. Carnival 9. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah,
welcome
okay.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that
maybe
never ends.
I don't know. I could be completely wrong. What did I say the name of it was?
Carnival 9.
Oh, Carnival number 9, but it's spelled like
Carnal Evil.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Carnival 9. Carnival.
Carnival.
You never hear that. There should be a movies, Carnivals.
Yeah. Evil carnies that come and kill you.
Yeah, or Chili Con Carne.
Yeah. Chili Con Carne. Knee.
Chili Con Carne.
That's a cold carny that's trying to con you out of stuff.
Yep, that's it.
He's a carny, my friend. Step inside, step inside.
And he goes, do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
I wonder if Hans likes him some Elp.
That has a fucking extended drum jam, I think, in it, too.
Yeah. That's Palmer. Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer, Robert Palmer. He was on the drums.
No, Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Carl, give me them sticks.
Carl Palmer.
He'd palm those fucking sticks, too. He's just palm, palm, palm.
I saw those guys once.
I think his dad was Arnold.
Arnold Palmer.
He used to palm those fucking golf clubs. I just called them glubs.
Mm-hmm. And that's he was related to Arnold Lane.
No, that's first name.
Oh.
Arnold. Hey, Arnold, football head. We watched that the other day. Remember that
Arnold
show?
Football Hell, yeah.
Remember Hey Arnold, that cartoon?
Yeah. Football Hell.
Oh, and I saw something that I didn't watch, but I saw it on the thing that you made a joke in an email or something about the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah. You not get it when I said that?
No, you said that was a Nickelodeon joke.
No, it's a Nickelodeon show, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Right.
I've never seen it.
Me neither, but I was flipping through the guide, and I thought, oh, that was the joke he made, because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I was testing to see how wide that joke would spread.
How wide will you spread?
Yep.
Might need to hone it. You ever get a honer? You hone
like a shoe hone?
No, that's a shoehorn. A shoe hone. You know, it spreads. But they got those honers, maybe. Those wooden things. That's a shoe spreader, isn't it?
It is a stretcher.
Shoe stretcher.
Yeah.
But
I thought a shoe stretcher was something you carried your shoes away when they were old.
When they die?
Yeah.
I burnt a pair of shoes in my stove the other day.
What? You didn't sell them singly on eBay?
No.
Those well-worn shoes?
Dude, they were too well-worn.
You did sell for a lot, dude.
Am
people sniff them.
Not guys' shoes, do they?
You'd be surprised.
Dude, mine was sniff-worthy. And unfortunately for me, like my fucking left shoe wears out way faster than my right one.
You should have put it on your mantle. And
Manitol.
And dared people to drink a beer out of it.
Ah, the Shoe Brothers.
Yep.
Whoa.
I watched, it was a Bob's Burgers. And he went to a frat. He was working at a frat, I think it was. And he got to drink out of the lizard. And they said, you could drink from the mouth or you could drink from the butt. And he's like, I'm going to drink from the butt.
I got like the first two seasons of that on the computer. I'm going to delve into it. I've never actually got to watch Bob's Burgers.
It's pretty funny. I like it.
You think I'll be able to get into it?
It's good for a fun watch. You don't.
Sometimes I'm scared. I try to watch cartoons that I know are funny that people are.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it in order or anything. It's not. Oh, no. You know, it's a cartoon.
Right.
But it's good. You know, pop it in for 20 minutes and you'll get some laughs out of them.
Right on. Because I like Eugene Merman and Kristen Schaal's funny too.
Yeah, they're all funny in there.
And I don't know who writes.
And
for that show,
Andy Kindler's on there. He plays Mort, the mortician.
He's funny. I like that dude.
And yeah, and there's other guest spots on there that you'll find too. The premises are always fucking way out there.
Yeah.
And the Tina character was actually a boy, I think, and kind of evolved into being a girl. You can tell because she kind of looks like a boy, and I think a boy voices her.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that Brickleberry?
Sometimes.
I try to look past the fact that Daniel Tosh is the guy, but...
why don't you like him?
I don't know.
You just said he's pretty. That's why you don't like him.
You did that to me. I did that to you last week. No, he's pretty overrated is what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is about him. I can't decide. He says funny things that make me laugh sometimes, but I'm just, maybe he doesn't write it, or maybe he does. I don't even know. But, no, Brickleberry's pretty irreverent. They say they toe the line. They push.
They do.
They push the line pretty good.
Especially Tasha's character on there.
That little bear. He's a little dickhead. Hey, boo boo.
He says whatever he wants to say.
Exactly. All right. Well, shit. We're going to get out of here. Stick around after the show for plugs. Be sure to go to Tagcast Podcast. Buy something for Thanksgiving. It's tomorrow. Uh-huh. Get down there. Click on the Amazon link at tagcastpodcast.com.
They sell turkeys.
Yeah, delivered to your home. You can get it before
48 hour shipping.
So you can have Thanksgiving a day late. Yeah. You can thank us for that. And what else are you supposed to do? I was teaching my godson alternate language, where you just make up something. I can't even do it right now, but that didn't sound like anything. Just like speaking in tongues. And so he really gets into it. And he'll move his hands around. Like, wow, what did you just say? So that'll trip his mom out. He'll start speaking in tongues. And she's like, oh, my God, he's possessed.
Yeah, I'll have to call an exorcism.
But, yeah, go check out dudeschillin.com. That's what I tried to say when I went into my alternate language there. And what else? TerryGow.com. Check out all the .coms. Go to every .com, but always come back to Tagcast Podcast.
Check out Pizza Now.
Oh, yeah. BrownsvilleCarWash.com.
Brownsville Car Wash.
It was frozen for a couple nights, and I just turned it off at night and turned it on in the daytime, but haven't had any people say, hey, I put up my money and it wasn't working because I didn't put a sign on because it was like the middle of the night.
Yeah. And plus, has anybody ever washed their car in the middle of the night?
Oh, yeah. Like one time, I don't know, it was like 10:30 or something. And
No midnight.
People came to our, every once in a while.
About midnight car wash.
Every once in a while. But everybody always has to say something, too. Like somebody came to my house and they're like, hey, someone's over there washing their car. I was like, well, it's a car wash. And they're like, if it's 10:30 at night and it's raining. I go, well, there's an inside bay. And they're like, they were on the outside. They're on the outside bay. It's raining and they're washing their car.
That's weird.
It's a project. It's a tweaky. Tweaky got to get shit done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cause it's open 24 hours. Kids, come on down, wash your car. You need to come see me more. Like the lady from the Brownsville Saloon.
Because you got a lot of stuff in the car.
My car's filthy.
Yeah.
But don't leave your garbage in my can, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'll take it to your house and dump it in your driveway.
Yeah. A little bit of trash, though.
That's right. Just not household garbage. I'll take a McDonald's sack full of toiletries. Or
you'll take it?
Yeah, I'll take that home. I got some Scooby-Doo floor mats that I just recently scored that someone left. Actually, the guy said, you like Scooby-Doo? And I'm like, no. He's like, do you know anybody? I fucking hate Scooby-Doo, and I just bought this car, and they got Scooby-Doo floor mats in them. I did think of Flames.
He's a big Scooby-Doo.
And I just wanted to get away from the dude. So he's all, I'll just leave him over here by the vacuum cleaner. Somebody will get him. I said, good idea. Guess who got him?
You did.
My wife.
Oh,
she's
nice.
She's like, I found some Scooby-Doos at the thing, and Jaden loves Scooby-Doos, so I put them in the back of my car.
Right on.
All right. That was a weird story. Thanks for listening. Go have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Rock on, turkeys.
Metal. Gobble. Hey there, Taggots. What's up? I'm here to tell you what's going on in the entertainment around the area. Hopefully you'll be able to go out and see some stuff. Don't forget, it's every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia, Pantless Comedy, or Comedy with No Pants. I don't know what they're calling it these days. Probably both. It's hosted by Mike McGowan. There's never a cover charge, and it's always some great comics. Usually a couple come up in the Portland area, come down. Also, every Tuesday, there's an open mic at the Capital City Theater in Salem. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene. And every Thursday at the Green Room in Eugene. So there's plenty of places around the area to get your open mic comedy thing going on if that's what you want to do. Bleepin' Funny is happening on the 30th of November at Sambon's Garage. It's at 6:30. It's a free show. I know it's kind of early, but at least it leaves you the rest of the night to do whatever you want to do. I'll be performing there, as well as a bunch of other comics. I don't have the lineup yet, but I'm sure they're all going to be funny. Also, later that night, it's Comedy as Advertised with Seth Milstein at the Granary Pizza Company on 5th there, right by the 5th Street Public Market in Eugene. This month's show is headlined by Jim Willick from the Big and Loud podcast. So go down and check that out. I think it's a sliding scale, $3 to $5, somewhere around there. All right, December's coming up. Got a lot of good shows coming your way. The Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase is now on Tuesdays at the Ash Street Saloon. That's going to be on the 3rd of December. They're going to be taping it live. So if you want to be on someone's demo tape, go down there and heckle them. That's the Ash Street Saloon, December 3rd with Patrick Perkins. December 7th is Suicidal Tendencies. No, wait, that's also the 3rd. Excuse me, I misspoke. It's the same night, Suicidal Tendencies, at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. So you have to make a choice, comedy or old school punk metal. I don't know. December 7th, though, what I was talking about is Vermont, Toe Tag, Spawn, I think World of Lies, and Roadkill Carnivore. That's at Slab Town in Portland. December 9th, High on Fire at the Hawthorne Theater. Don't forget about December 6th. That's the Denny's Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's right here in Albany, right off I-5 there on Spicer Drive. Starts at 9 o'clock. No cover charge, but if you want to donate, there is a suggested donation of $5 to cover the comics and the time and the gas and all that stuff. Okay, what else do we got going on? January 17th, it's DRI at the Hawthorne Theater, also with World of Lies. That's going to be a fun show. January 31st at the Roseland Theater at Zappa Plays Zappa with Dweezil and a bunch of ex-Zappa alumni. It's going to be a great show as well. I wish I could afford to go, but the tickets are expensive, and I probably won't be able to afford it. Here's a big show coming up we hope you guys will get to. February 7th, it's a Friday night at the Tonic Lounge in Portland. It's Victims of Internal Decay, their first show in Portland in 18 years. Wow, I am old. That's going to be also with World of Lies, Spawn, Truculence, and War Crank with a K. Crank. War Crank. That's at the Tonic Lounge, 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. I think it's $5 for the door. It starts about 9 o'clock. Hope to see you at that show. Also, coming soon in April, that's not that soon, but Loudness is returning to Portland all the way from Japan. More details on that next week. Thanks for listening to the Tagcast podcast in this little plug area. Come back and listen more. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to the Terry and Gatch comedy show. It's fun. You'll laugh. Thanks for listening, and go out and do something fun. See ya.